Sterling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Waters' low comedy on the high seas. Edwards' Tug and Salvage. Starring Bob Crane. In the Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford. Today, more than ever, what an automobile costs you is important. But what you should know is that the total cost of ownership involves three basic considerations: purchase price, operating economy, and trade-in value. So when you're looking at cars today, use all three in making your comparison. You'll be amply rewarded by what you find. Consider the purchase price of Ford's mid-sized Torino. Ford thinks you'll be surprised when you discover a four-door, eight-cylinder Grand Torino with automatic transmission is sticker priced less than its comparably equipped sales competition. And Torino is even sticker priced less than some compacts comparably equipped with V8s, automatic transmissions, and steel-belted radial-ply tires. So compare not only the cars, but the total cost of ownership, purchase price, operating economy, and trade-in value. Everyone says compare. Ford tells you how.
The closer you look, the better we look.
It's been said that into each life a little rain must fall. But for poor Bernard Edwards, it's a whole storm. Bernard is a perennial college student whose pranks are always thought of by others. But when they go astray, it's Bernard who takes the blame. In this little sea voyage we're about to take, our erstwhile hero has his hands full. There are some who take a life at sea. And there's Bernard, who gets sick over a glass of water. Why not join us now to revel in the fact that this story could only happen to somebody else?
This is not the dull days of summer, folks, because as this reporter stands here at Columbia University, a new world record is being set.
Honest,
and the man behind this amazing feat is the captain's cut-up, Bernard Edwards.
The
wheel of his brand-new Ford Pinto car, and this is determined to be the first to get 32 human bodies jammed inside.
Not really.
And he may do it.
Oh, come on, fellas. You're going to get me in trouble
again.
Let's
move up closer and see if we can't get a word with Edwards. Mr. Edwards.
Yes?
Here, let me just get this microphone inside.
Hey, guys, a reporter.
Hey, what?
How
hey,
does it feel to be the first
come
out the long, hot summer?
Whoa, it's just an idea.
Yeah, great.
Super.
Stupendous. Hey, let's hear it for the first. Station KEZ. You heard it here. A great way to start off the summer. Right, Mr. Edwards?
Hey, Bernie, the dean wants to see you.
Edwards, what would you say to the dean of this great college? Will he expel you for this great stunt?
Dean Wanamaker, I'm sorry, sir. It was only a stunt. Lots of people enjoy it, and I know it's against regulations, but, sir, I didn't...
Shut up, Bernard. This telegram just came for you. Take it and get out of my office.
Phew. Who could be sending me a telegram? Mr. Bernard Edwards, it's my solemn duty to inform you that your grandfather, Sam Edwards, has passed away. Oh, poor grandpa. As your grandfather's lawyer, it was his wish that you be...
Sit down, Bernard. I'm not done.
Oh, yes, Mr. Horton. I'm sorry, sir.
As his sole heir, you have inherited his entire assets, which consists of the Edwards Tug and Salvage Company.
A bum tug.
Did you say something?
Well, I said poor granddad only had a broken-down tug, sir.
Yes, well, be that as it may, you are now the sole owner. Here's the key.
That's all? A key to the boat?
Tug.
Did he leave any instructions? I mean, I don't know a thing about tugging.
Oh, you don't. Well, Bernard, my boy, perhaps as an old friend of the family.
You were? Gosh, I thought Grandpa hated you. I'm sorry, Mr. Horton.
Well, that was a long time ago. In any case, I'm sure that I could arrange for you to sell the tug.
Sell it? But I thought it wasn't worth much.
Well, of course it isn't, but I like your face, and I think I could get a nice price for you. Maybe even enough to cover the debts of that bum. I mean, your grandfather.
Gee, I don't know if he'd like that. I mean, I should at least look at
it. Oh, you must hurry. Well, I should say, think about it quickly.
Oh.
I don't know if the offer would stand too much longer.
Well, I'll certainly let you know, Mr. Horton. Where is the General Eisenhower Park?
Dr. Bernard. The tug is at Slip 5, Pier 11.
Hi, Landlubber. Looking for somebody. Watch out! Oh.
That's not funny. Now, how was I supposed to know the pier ended? To help me up, will you?
Okay, swim over to that ladder over there. To the left, dum-dum. Oh. That way's out to sea. Oh.
You hadn't scared me. I'd seen where I was going.
Boy, are you all wet. No offense, of course. I'm Alice Dunlop. What's your name, fat boy?
Bernard Edwards. Bernie to my friends.
Hi, Bernard. You all Sam's kin?
I am. I was looking for his boat. My boat, that is.
Here, this way.
Boy, is this my boat? A tug? Hey, it's so terrific and
forget
clean.
It, Bernard. Yours is the next one over. This is my dad.
You mean that? That thing? I mean, it's half underwater.
Needs a little bilging for sure. Take your clothes off.
In front of you?
All right. Behind that screen is the head. In there.
Thank you. It's really nice of you, Miss Dunlop.
I know.
What was that?
Relax, dummy. A little Force 9 storm blowing up is all.
Bernard Edwards, you here?
Someone calling me?
Yeah, looks like someone's aboard your tug.
Edwards, where are you? I need you. Come out.
Well, I better go see, huh? Here, over here. Next
here.
Car. What's that?
A pair of my dad's pants. You're in your shorts.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't.
Bernard Edwards, gotta see you right away.
Okay, just a second. I gotta get my pants.
Bernard, I'm an old friend of your grandpa's. You gotta help me.
Well, sure, if I can, sir.
I can't talk in front of her.
You can, too. If you need his help, you're gonna need mine, too.
All right, but could we get out of the rain?
Well, sure. Come on downstairs.
Below. The word for low, Bernard.
I'm sorry.
Bernard, I'm Roland Furlick. That mean anything to you?
Well, sure. Hi, Uncle Roly. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Furlick.
Yeah, that's all right. Thought you might remember I used to bounce you on my knee.
Ha ha, you sure couldn't do that anymore. Bernard, you gotta lose some weight.
I know. What's your problem, sir?
I'm about to lose my freighter.
I know, you're Furlick Freight Line.
Should be singular. Only got one. I've been pushing bananas between South America and here. But because of the oil shortage, I gotta load oil on board and my ship.
Oh, there. It's gonna be all right.
Sure, Uncle Roly. Come on, what's wrong?
My good-for-nothing crew. First sign of a storm, they jump ship.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem, sir. I mean, get a new crew.
In the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, holy cow.
And some other words. You see, under international salvage laws, the first tug to reach the vessel owns it.
Gosh.
Bernard, pay attention.
Oh.
Mr. Furlick, you want Bernard to go out and get your ship?
Please. He must. I can't trust anyone else to help me.
Well, I can't do that. I don't know anything
That's
about...
That's the truth.
About running a tug, tugging a ship, whatever it is.
Well, I can help.
Yeah, me too. See, now you got a crew, Bernie.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, please, it's my last chance or I'm wiped out.
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, do it. Uncle Roly, you got yourself a tug.
Hi, this is Jim Backus with a special announcement about an exciting Lazy Boy chair sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers now. Lazy Boy reclining chairs of your choice are available at unheard of savings for a limited time only. Treat yourself and your family to a lifetime of comfort and beauty. Once you do, you'll wonder how you ever relax without one. Get America's comfort favorite, a Lazy Boy chair now. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Run in there. He'll be glad to see you. Yes, he will.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
I'm Lucille Maness, an unsuccessful big businesswoman, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my unsuccessful business. Well, I was the co-founder of this woman's book club, but we ran into a little trouble. We had all kinds of problems, so I called SCORE. That's the Service Corps of Retired Executives. The retired executives volunteer
to help small businesses. I went over and discovered Lucille was in deep trouble. I made several simple business suggestions.
I also strongly recommended the club seek incorporation with a well-established women's magazine until its membership increased sufficiently.
Unfortunately, one of my associates really didn't like the idea of a man giving us advice, so she wrote herself a check with the remainder of what we had left in the treasury until Mr. Krause came back to help again.
A man who knows how to solve problems likes to keep solving them.
Volunteer for SCORE. SCORE is one part of action. Action is doing something.
There is something you can do.
I hate it. Rain, darn stupid wet, eavesdropping, absolutely. I'm a lawyer, not a snoop. Oh, sorry, operator. Let me have ship to shore, operator. Okay, marine operator. No need to get snippy. It's not contagious. Marine operator, I need to talk to the tug Annie May. Whiskey Yankee Victor 4425, thank you. Clothes better get dry. Just put this on speakerphone.
Hello, calling party. I have your call. One moment, please. Hello, Annie May. Come in and go ahead.
This is March Toomey of the Annie May. Who is calling?
March, this is Horton. You were right. A dumb kid wouldn't sell. But there's something worse. Over.
Listen, I don't care about that now. Verlek has lost his ship. Idiot crew abandoned her, and we have a line on. I'll take care of the kid when we get in. Over and out.
Over and wait. March, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Furlick went to the kid, and I think he's going to try to take the Eisenhower out and try and help Furlick get the ship. Over.
Let him. We'll sink them. Then we can forget about the competition. Wait a minute. You think he's going to come out? What's that mean? Over.
I spied on him like you asked. And Alice Dunlap has taken a shine to the kid. She may try to help. Over.
That's trouble. But what do you mean, May? Over.
Last thing I saw, Tom Dunlap was driving his daughter off Edward's boat.
Never.
You know how he hated
with any of the Edwards clan.
Dad, you let me go. I'm 21 and I'll do what I want.
No daughter of mine is going to give them good for nothing Edwards or finger.
Dad, you listen to me. Now you're always jumping on me to shine up to somebody.
Aye, but time you quit being a Tommy girl.
That's Tom girl and that's not what I am. I ain't. Now get out of my way.
You mean you like that short, four-eyed squirt?
Right. Not so loud, Dad. It'll scare him away.
Well, I'll be thundered. He never liked nobody except that squirrel in grade school. Well, go ahead. But you're gonna do it on your own.
Oh, Dad, you're a peach. I love you, Dad. Bye. Bernard, Mr. Furlick, wait for me.
What am I doing wrong? Feels like we're going in circles.
You are going in circles. Just keep the heading where I set it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
My boy, I told you not to eat. But keep her headed across the trough so she won't grow.
Rose? You mean fall over? Oh, my.
Yeah, you could put it that way.
Oh, Rolly, I got some bad news. That bum March Toomey has somehow got out there and thrown a line on your ship.
Bum! He was always a no-good bum.
Help!
Oh, Bernard, you're so flexy.
I'm sorry.
Give me that wheel. Sluggish, Bernard. You're going to have to work on this old tub when we get back in. In fact, you're going to have to work on your old tub, too.
I see her. I see her off the port. Come about.
Come about what?
Oh, Bernard. Yeah, I see her about 1,000 yards.
My ship. What's going to happen to my ship?
Oh, we ain't licked yet, Rolly.
We ain't? Aren't?
Nope, the Annie May's only got a single toe in this weather. It could snap. Ah, Toomey never was much of a seaman. Stand by. I'm going to run this old tug at full throttle.
Oh, my gosh. Now what?
Bernard, get the radio.
Which?
The one on the left. Flip it to receive.
Alice, they lost it. They lost their tow line.
Hello? Who's there?
This is the Annie May calling the General Eisenhower. Over.
over.
Answer them, Bernie.
Oh.
No, never mind.
Oh.
Here, take the wheel.
All right. Oh, good grief, I got it. Do I drive straight ahead?
10 degrees to starboard.
Yes, okay.
Annie Mae, this is the General Ike. What do you want, you pirates?
Oh, come on, Alan. This is Marsh Toomey. How can you talk to an old friend like that?
It's easy, you son of a...
Alice!
Sea turtle, look, you lost your toe, so scoot. We got Furlick on board and it's his ship.
Forget it, honey man. That ship is remounted to any man who gets her. And I'm going to get her.
Not if we get there first, you won't.
Let me warn you, Dunlop, that ship is worth $1 billion to me, and I ain't to get it.
Oh, how am I doing?
Terrific! If we were going to Greenland, spin that wheel!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Roland, we gotta blast the line on board your ship, and somebody's got to secure it and feed it back. You want to handle the wheel?
I'm a little rusty, but I'll try.
Look, if you're rusty, Bernard here is rusted shut. Okay, work is close on.
Alice, is that other tug supposed to be heading toward us?
What? Good holy catfish!
See?
Swing, Bernie! Oh, swing the port! No, Park!
Oh,
you
I'm sorry.
Train. Watch out, everybody!
Medi-Quick first aid spray. Those cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn. Medi-Quick can help a lot of things.
Bet your nickel you can't climb this tree, Janie.
Can so.
Oh, I scraped my knee.
You owe me a nickel.
Mom, spray minor cuts and scrapes with Medi-Quick. It helps relieve the pain while it penetrates them to help prevent infection. Great for sunburn, too.
Medi-Quick can help a lot of cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn.
Hi, this is Jim Packers with news about why Lazy Boy is America's comfort favorite. It appeals to men because of rugged construction and He-Man comfort. Women love it because there are beautiful styles that match any decor, and there's an amazing choice of hundreds of colors and fabrics. A Lazy Boy lets you recline to any position, even full bed. Put a Lazy Boy in your living room and into your life. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. He's waiting. Run down there. Go. Yes, indeed.
There was a time when you were counted, when you knew it really counted, when you had to stand up for the things you believed in. There was a time you gave all you got, because your country meant a lot. Be proud of what you were, be counted again, be counted again. One man stands for truth and honor, he speaks for us all.
Be counted again, and stand up tall. You serve your country, you answer the call.
Pretty bad, huh?
No, this I know about. I took engineering in college. Take that canvas over there and stuff it around the hole. I'll help pull these crates over.
Okay, genius, now what?
These crates, here. There, that should hold. Now, the ocean doesn't get rougher.
Don't think so. The storm center's passed.
Come on, let's get back on deck. What was that?
I think the Annie Mae's trying to drop a line across the ship. Hey, looky there!
Yeah, a freighter. A ship! It'll crush us!
Pretty good, huh?
Great, Rolly! Bernie, up front, come on! See, this is a harpoon gun, only it will toss a grapple across the ship with a rope.
Yeah, I guess I see.
Hold your ears!
Superior! First time, how'd you do that?
First in my class in archery.
Wow.
Roland, we got it!
Yeah! I'm moving you in now to board!
Board? We're actually going to get on the freighter?
Sure, we have to secure our toe.
Ahoy, the Eisenhower! Cut that line or we will ram you again!
Rolly, hand me that loud hate.
Here.
Thanks.
Ahoy, the enemy! We have line for tow. If you interfere, it is a violation of the international law.
That is our prize, Eisenhower. You will stand clear.
fast, Danny May. Come on, Bernie, we got work to do.
Look, Alice, when the bums abandoned my ship, they left the gangplank hanging. With the sea down, I think I can get us close enough to grab it.
Worth a try, Rolly. Do it. Bernie, haul in the tow line.
Got it.
Rolly, we may do it yet.
Yeah, if those bums don't try something else.
Bernie, watch out the line. The Annie May's trying to cut it.
Hey, man, that's it. I can haul.
They missed the rope, Alice.
Keep hauling it in as we get closer, or we'll foul our own props. Rolly, I wonder why they didn't board earlier.
The sea was running too high. Here they come again. Now will you look at that? They are trying to get to the gangplank before us.
Boy, that's all we need is some other creek trying to horn in.
Ahoy! I'm Man May. You will stand up from that prize. This is the Royal Flush. Ahoy, Amime! Hear, hear!
That's Daddy! Great jumping jelly beans, Daddy!
To the rescue! I'm proud of old Tom Dunlop!
Alice, the Amime is turning around. They're leaving!
Yeah, I see!
That was some meal, Mr. Dunlap.
Aye, why not have a fourfold?
Come on, Dad, you're not all that tough. Be nice to Bernie.
Okay. You're welcome, Bernard.
Bernie, sir.
Bernard.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I am grateful for the meal and your assistance today.
Weren't nothing. So I got to thinking couldn't let me own daughter alone. I didn't know what kind of a rascal you might be.
Well, we'll get him shaped up, Dad. Won't we, Bernie?
Yeah, well,
I'll get it. Everyone, look who it is!
Rolly, hi!
Mr. Farlick, please, a seat.
I only came to stay a moment. Bernie, this is for you.
A check? For $5,000?
Yeah, couldn't afford much more, all the debts I got. But it should help you put the Ike back in shape.
I don't know what to say.
I do. A toast to a long and happy life for the General Eisenhower and her crew.
Crew?
Yeah, us.
You probably know all about Ford pickups. How they work like a truck, ride like a car. How they've got Ford's famous twin I-beam front suspension. Front disc brakes, standard. Choice of an economical 6 or 3 V8s. But maybe you didn't know about Ford's new Super Cab. Super Cab's the only two-door pickup that's roomy enough for a full back seat.
I didn't know that.
Well, Ford's new Super Cab pickup makes a big difference in capacity to carry people or things. You can do most anything with it. Order Super Cab with an optional bench seat that's 5.5 feet wide. That's room enough for a family of 6 to ride in sedan-like comfort. And the bench seat folds flat to make a load floor.
I didn't know that.
Or get 2 facing jump seats. Optional. They fold out of the way for cargo. Or order Super Cab with no rear seats at all. Then you get a full 44 cubic feet of storage space.
I didn't know that either.
Ford's new Super Cab. It's news even to people who thought they knew all about Ford pickups. See it now at your local Ford dealer.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Edwards, Tug and Salvage is an original radio drama by Keith Walker. Bob Crane was heard as Bernard Edwards. Featured in the cast were Ruby Person, Les Tremaine, Luke Krugman, Jack Edwards, and Dick Van Patten. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Collis, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions, Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.